We used to put them on there, deal in the house, put them on the size of the house, and then put a ladder up to that or different heights, and just...
Did you call them horses?
Yeah, it was the sawhorse. Some of them are 3 foot long, some of them 6 or 8 foot long, mm-hmm. and they used to use them on all, but they use them quite a bit, yeah. And there's some of them made out of metal now. And then the foot sticks out this way, and then the cross member runs along the foot over here. And lay your timber, either one on the end of the other end over here, you can saw it or nail them together. And all that's called saw horses. Mm-hmm. And
have you ever seen any kind of frame that was shaped like this, that you could lay a log, you know, right in the middle of it?
Yeah. All I've made them out of pine poles. Mm-hmm. And use them for different things. And but it just slipped my mind right now, just what the...
You ever heard people call them sawbuck?
Oh, well, yeah. Now, I got one out yonder. Mm-hmm. It's fixed this way. And when I was a boy, used to people here in town, I sold milk. The old men, you and I, would have bucks on their shoulder, and they'd have a little sawbuck around. People bought, everybody burnt wood. And they'd buy 4 foot or 8 foot wood, and these old men go around and saw it up into the women to cook, split it for them to cook with. Yeah, they're made like this is here, but out of 2x4s and come down in 2 cross pieces on each side to hold them together, mm-hmm. and the different sizes of them. Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to, when men shaved with straight razors,
yeah.
they'd sharpen them on this
on a regular old razor strap.
Mm-hmm. You ever see any of those around?
I got my dad's old razor, and I got the strap here when my wife's niece, she was born in California, and before I knew it, she'd get out of here on trees, and she was whipping them trees. She had my razor strap, and she ruined it.
Is that right?
I got it hanging in there, but it's she ruined it. I've used them things. I used to shave with a straight razor all the time.
You know, a lot of people call these things that they shoot in shotguns, call them shells. What would you call the things that you put in a pistol or a rifle?
Cartridge?
A little bit different.
Well, the pistol is made out of brass, and then in a shotgun, most are made out of a little bit of metal and paper, mm-hmm. or pasteboard.
Mm-hmm. When you were little, did you ever play on this thing? It was kind of a long board, and you could get on either.
Seesaw?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I played on many of one of them. And they've got them now on these swings. You buy a little bit of seat on here, chalk it on this side, and on that side, and seesaws would.
Did you have anything that went around like that?
Merry-go-round, used to, when I was a boy, having to draw it with a mule or a horse, and seats in there, you'd pay so much to ride so long on that merry-go-round. Mm-hmm. Some call them a flying chain. Lines in here, merry-go-round. Yeah, my uncle, Mama's brother, used to have one of them. They made it. Mm-hmm. And,
you know, when you get up in the morning and go into the bathroom, these things that you use to straighten your hair with, you might use either a comb or a...
Comb or a brush. Mm-hmm.
And you say you're doing what to your hair here?
Well, you're combing it or grooming it.
Mm-hmm. Or just brush your hair?
Yeah.
What about some people when they might have a stove that they use for heat, they might use coal. Have you ever seen a container that they might keep inside next to the stove where they keep their coal?
Well, they call them a coal bucket or a coal chute. I used to have one here. Now I've got the stove out in my milk house. Now I used to have it in there. Mm-hmm. You could use it wood or coal either. Mm-hmm. I used it both in there when I had used to have my in that living room in there. Mm-hmm. And I'd have a coal bucket or a coal chute.
Was there anything that some people called a scuttle?
A what?
A scuttle.
Scuttle.
A coal scuttle.
Well,